And right now, we're going to talk with broadcast partner Israel Madad, affectionately known as Winky Madad. He's in Shiloh, middle part of the state of Israel, a very significant biblical historic location. Winky, you also are involved with the Menachem Begin Heritage Center. In addition to all that you do there in Shiloh and around the country, your relationship with the Temple Mount, your interest in that. But I know there was a conference held earlier this week. Daniel Pipes from the Middle East Forum out of Philadelphia was there at the center. And you had a discussion talking about Jerusalem and the relationship with the Jewish people and with the Islamic people. This was a very interesting conference. Tell us, just give us a quick synopsis of what came out of this discussion among these scholars.
Well, the Begin Center, in cooperation with the initiative of Daniel Pipes, is we've been talking about this over a year and a half now, Jimmy, and we finally got this together. He had brought over a group of his supporters, and they were learning on site what he has been writing and talking about these many years. And part of that was a conference, as you said. We had six of probably the most outstanding and knowledgeable scholars on Islam and its relationship to Judaism and the land of Israel, and of course Jerusalem in particular. We had Professor Moshe Sharon, Dr. Mordechai Kedar, Dr. Mordechai Nissan, Ambassador Dori Gold, one or two other people whose names exclude Daniel Pipes, of course, himself, and one or two others that will come to me in a minute. And each of them zeroed in on Jerusalem and Islam. Yitzhak Reiter was another one of the people. And what we did was review both Islamic literature and modern political Islamic activities and ideas, ranging from the time of Muhammad up until Sheikh Raed Salah of the Islamic Movement North, a very interesting collection of analysis. Even though they, each one of them spoke about Jerusalem, they managed each one to mention something else. And I think that we had over 400 people, over 300 in the auditorium. And as you know, we have a room upstairs with up to 100 people. We had about 400 people listening to that.
Wow, this was a very important conference that took place there at the Menachem Begin Heritage Center. Let me talk about some of the content through the panel discussion that did take place. As I understand it, the word Jerusalem is never used in the Quran, and in addition to that, Jerusalem was never a capital for any Islamic government. Am I correct on both of those counts?
You're correct on both those counts, and in fact, they dealt with the interpretation and identification of what is meant by the furthest mosque, which is mentioned in the Quran, and each one of them pointed out that it couldn't have been Jerusalem, and they made several suggestions where it could be, but they also mentioned, and I think our listeners should know how sometimes problematic these issues are. There is a 140-page book that just came out two or three years ago on Jerusalem in the Quran, which starts off by saying that Jerusalem is not in the Quran, but. So when you're dealing with theological issues that are really not, and as we know, we've discussed this many times, Jimmy, the archaeology of the land of Israel and historical sources that confirm the Judeo-Christian framework of what history and peoplehood is all about, with Islam, you have a major, major problem. This is one of the points I'd like to just mention very briefly, that Islam sort of pre-Muslimifies, if I can make a word up like that. It goes back and says, from Abraham through Moses to David to Jesus, all were Islamic prophets, by a throwback type of a methodology of religion, which may be okay for those who are only religious, but when you translate that, and this is what came out of the conference, into concrete political historical events, like saying that Jews did not build the temple, and if they did build a temple, it was somewhere else, but not in Jerusalem. And I was, as a moderator of the second session, I recalled Ehud Barak's famous remark to President Clinton at Camp David 2. When the tables of the moneylenders were overthrown, the person, Jesus, who did that was not in a mosque. He was in the Jewish temple. So all this, of course, is ignored by modern political Islam, starting recently from the late 1920s when the Mufti took over, and that was brought out in this conference. And I hope that we'll be able to put up video clips of this so that all the world can learn about what went on in the Begin Center in Jerusalem this week.
Now, you know, it seems to me, as you look at what's going on related to the Temple Mount itself, that the Muslims simply want Jerusalem and or the Temple Mount because the Jews claim that God has given them this sacred piece of real estate. Would that be pretty right on?
I would agree, and I would even use my child psychology course that I took once in the sense of whatever your friend is doing or playing with, all of a sudden that's what you want. And I think this is what was pointed out in at least two of the people who dealt with the issue, that Islam being under the need constantly to justify itself as a religion that receives its legitimacy from the two previous religions that went before it, always needs to abscond with either sites or ideas or what we call in philosophy the myths of reality in order to justify itself. And in when they can't do that, they get very angry. And unfortunately, we have some of the events that I think we discussed about 2 months ago where you saw violence after violence, stone throwing after stone throwing on the Temple Mount out of nothing.
Wow. Well, God's word does tell us who Jerusalem belongs to. It's the Jewish people. It's his land. He's given it to the Jewish people. And ultimately, that is going to be the end story of this discussion. Winky, thank you so very much for giving us this report. Very interesting information, and we'll try to find out when those videos are going to be posted of the panel discussion. Thank you, Winky. Have a great week.
Jimmy, goodbye to you and our listeners.